Hi, this is Jack Vaughn for the Talking Data podcast for the week of April 7th. I'm the reporter for searchdatamanagement.com, and today speaking with my colleague Ed Burns, editor and news reporter for searchbusinessanalytics.com. And Ed, I know you've been out and about and have gone to IDC Directions recently in Boston. There were a number of things that we talked about that you found of interest. I know one of them was something that keeps coming up in big data and big data analytics conversations, and that is the Internet of Things. So without further ado, I'd ask you what's the skinny on that?
Sure. So the good folks over at IDC seem pretty bullish on the Internet of Things. There was a lot of talk about how this is something that's about ready to take off within the next 5 years or so, which seems to be a little bit more specific, maybe even a little bit sooner of a timeline than what we've been hearing in the recent past. And so they were looking at reasons why they expect it to take off pretty soon. They were talking about the federal government is looking at various efficiency standards for appliances and devices of all kinds. And so, I mean, connecting things to networks to see how they're doing is maybe one way that these things could achieve their efficiency standards.
Let me ask you, what is the Internet of Things?
Right. So it's a concept whereby various devices will be connected to the Internet. So, I mean, you could have, right now we're seeing with Nest, the learning thermostat. It controls your home heating and ventilation system, and it learns your habits as it goes along. People love the example of the networked refrigerator, which would learn your shopping habits and potentially order your food for you right from the Internet before you need to go out and get it yourself. So basically, it's just a concept that would connect all of the devices and electronics that we interact with on a daily basis to the Internet, and it would enable more predictive ordering, it would enable diagnosing of potential failures of devices before they fail. So there's a lot of potential there. It's talked about in big data circles a lot because obviously there's an awful lot of data that comes along with connecting all these appliances to the Internet. And so, I mean, there's a big opportunity there for crunching all that data to try to find meaningful correlations. At the same time, the IDC folks were not entirely optimistic. They do see a few hurdles that will impede the adoption of the Internet of Things. One thing is they see a pretty pressing lack of standards right now. Right now, most of the devices that are being connected to the Internet do so via a Wi-Fi connection. And so they were talking about how that's probably going to be insufficient going forward when we have many, many devices connected to the Internet. There's only so much bandwidth that Wi-Fi can supply, and so it's probably going to be substandard. Another interesting point that they brought up was that no one has addressed privacy or security in relation to the Internet of Things. And I mean, I think there are some pretty glaring potential problems there when every single device that we interact with throughout our daily lives are connected to the Internet. And so we had Kerry McGillivray, Vice President of Mobile Services at IDC. This is a quote. She said, "Security sure as heck isn't being talked about enough. Security and privacy are going to be of paramount importance, but we don't hear vendors talking about security." And so she was very adamant that the vendors are going to have to play an important role here, that it's not something that consumers are going to step up and demand. It's just not something that the general consumer will see. And so she was saying that it's going to be incumbent on the vendors who are putting out these products to address security going forward.
Well, I know the efficiencies of field equipment are very important to certain industries, and the great glut of data is seen as another use of Hadoop, which we hardly go through a podcast without discussing. On the analytical side, in any of your other research, are you seeing people doing things with data from the Internet of Things?
Well, I'm not. And this is one of the reasons why I thought it was interesting that IDC is so high on the Internet of Things, is because in all the other research we do, it sounds like more than anything, people aren't doing anything with the data that they already have. You know, we always hear about dark data, underutilized data. And so it seems sort of interesting to me that we would be reaching out and looking for this tremendous volume of data that currently doesn't exist and trying to bring that into analytic systems when, for the most part, it seems like we already have more data than we know what to do with.
Yeah, well, one recalls the early days of the web. Some very clever students at Carnegie Mellon Institute managed to connect their soda pop machine in their dormitory to the Internet in order to find out if their favorite brand of Mountain Dew or Coca-Cola or whatever might be available before they went down. It was amusing at the time, and yet it seems to be a harbinger of trends to come. So, Ed, thanks for your time today, and we'd like to thank everyone who joined us for the Talking Data podcast for the week of April 7th. We look forward to seeing you soon out there in the ether.